And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium, the kickoff of the 2022 football season. The Bombers hosting the Raiders of Nettleton. A beautiful night for football. A little warm. It's expected of the first game of the season. We're about 22 minutes away from kickoff already, and it continues to filter in. Looking forward to seeing the Bombers look here in Game 1. Of course, had their preseason scrimmage last week against Jonesboro. Picked up a win there, and we'll see how that momentum carries over into this season opener tonight against Nettleton. Joining me for the broadcast tonight, Tobias Pugsley. How are you this evening?
Brad, I'm doing good. It's been way too long, man.
It's been a long time, and we heard Coach Airy talk about this in the pregame. Last game, it's been a long time since when you end the season with a loss like that.
It's been a minute. You know, all the hype's building through the offseason, and you know, every conversation that you could have about the team up to this point has been had. I mean, tonight we get to lace it up and get it done. So I'm excited to see them back on the field, man. It's going to be great.
Should be a good matchup. We'll take a break back and talk about these opponents from Nettleton and talk about the Bombers as well. When we continue, the Bomber pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is now Baxter Health. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. At Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. The Baxter Health team has proudly supported Bomber Athletics since 1963 and are privileged to continue that tradition for the 2022-23 season. Go Bombers from Baxter Health.
Village Carpet Shop says,
baby, when you need to know when the deals are hot and the price is low, and we'll tell you
at Village Carpet Shop.
Come and deal with us, you'll feel fine.
Do you need to find time to shop for flooring? Then call Village Carpet Shop. We'll bring our samples to your home so you can take the time to feel fine about it. You stand on it, we stand behind it at Village Carpet Shop on Highway 5 North in Mountain Home. Village Carpet Shop.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Mountain Home High School students in the EAST program get to help their community stay safe. Sadie Quick, a member of EAST, tells about a recent project.
One of my favorite things about EAST is just helping the community. Last year, I got to work with the Drug Task Force to make videos to just showcase some of the signs of anxiety and other Drug Task Force resources. And it's just great to see people use your resources and help the community in general.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
Simmons Bank, nominated by Forbes magazine as a top U.S. bank, takes great pride in investing in our friends and neighbors. For more than 100 years, we've worked to make our customers' dreams come true, earning trust with convenient and reliable financial tools, checking and savings accounts, home and consumer loans, small business loans, and low-rate credit cards. Wherever you are on your financial journey, we're there with you every step of the way. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Back at Bomber Stadium, about 20 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers getting set to take on the Raiders of Nettleton. Let's talk about this Mountain Home Ball Club. Tobias, go 4-8 last year, and they won a playoff game for the second consecutive year, something that's never happened in school history, and it gives you a lot to build on, doesn't it?
It does. Back-to-back playoff years, that's pretty incredible for Mountain Home.
Brady Barnett back at quarterback for Mountain Home this year. A few weeks ago, he committed to play at Harding next year. Young man that has got after it in the weight room, and he has improved every year that has gone along. And to protect him, up front. I know Coach Jerry is excited about the offensive line.
Yeah, Brad, and so am I. I'm telling you what, we've got a couple of guys back that really helped us last year. First was a right tackle, Elijah Lag, who was All-State last year, a big 6'4", 230-pound, coming back for a senior year, and really excited to see what he's going to do over there in the right tackle spot. And then also on the other side, on left tackle, we got Sam Morton back, who already has offers, Brad, from SAU and Evangel. My old alma mater, where former Mountain Home Bomber Brody Patterson plays. So exciting. Neat kind of see Mountain Home have a pipeline up there to a university that's close and can win some ball games. So it's pretty neat.
Looking at the defensive side, we saw a young man that really excelled as a sophomore last year, expecting big things out of defensive end Robert Dover this year.
You know, last year he just blew us away as a sophomore. I mean, just the power and explosive what he brought to the defensive line, how we just whoop offensive lineman at the line of scrimmage. I mean, 85 tackles, that's incredible for a sophomore, Brad. So really excited to see. If you've seen him, he's now gotten stronger. He looks like a physical specimen. And so I'd hate to have to line up against him tonight.
Well, let's talk about the Raiders of Nettleton. This is a team that went 11-1 last year. They go 10-0 during the regular season and then lost in the second round to Little Rock Christian. They've got four offensive, five defensive starters back. They lose a lot. Their All-State quarterback Cameron Scarlett threw for 29 touchdowns last year. Their running back Kobe Bradley, 1,400 yards on the ground, 19 touchdowns. They lose two-time All-State offensive lineman Moses Williams, All-State linebacker Orion Pugh. They lose a lot. They're expecting some big things out of their young quarterback, though, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think the quarterback is going to make or break that team tonight. They're starting with the sophomore Maddox Hampton, who's actually the coach's son, Brad, and he takes over at QB. Very good run-pass option quarterback. But to be honest, he really wanted to be a receiver like his dad. But in seventh grade, he needed to they needed a quarterback, and his number got called. And so really, really, it'd be interesting to see what happened tonight. His dad actually played at Louisiana Tech.
He was a wide receiver down there, wasn't he?
Can you believe it? So he wanted to be dad, but unfortunately they need a quarterback, and so there he got stuck. So as a freshman last year, he was also the number one pitcher in his high school team, so expect him to sling it tonight.
Keandre Pope takes over a running back, has a lot of speed. They'll bring in Curtez Smith, who starts a running back. He'll line up in the backfield. He'll take some snaps. He's a playmaker, and number five is one that the Bombers will definitely have to keep an eye on here tonight. On the defensive side, they've got a couple of good ones too there, don't they?
Yeah, that defensive end, Jordan Pilgrim, he is a mammoth of a man. He's already got D2 offers, but he is just a huge kid. We're gonna have to keep an eye on him tonight, as Coach Jerry said in the pregame. We're gonna have to watch where he is and watch what kind of pressure we might have to put double team on him. But we're gonna have our hands full over there tonight.
Nettleton leads this series. They have 8 wins. The Bombers have 4, and Nettleton has won 7. Of the last 8 meetings. Mountain Home won 2 years ago in 2020. It was a blowout, 41-7. Nettleton won last year 28-1. And I know those first two games last year were so tough for the Bombers. Back-to-back 28-21 losses to Harrison of the Nettleton. And both games were winnable games. And you talk to the coaches, they said, yeah, we should have won both those games. And they're looking to get a little revenge here tonight.
Yeah, it was close. We should have got it. Now I think this year we've got as good a chance as any. And like I said earlier, it comes down to that quarterback play. I really expect for him to come out in that run-pass option and see what Maddox can do. But I don't look for that. It ain't working for him. I really look for Cortez to jump in that wildcat, Brad. And our defense is going to have to be on their toes tonight and really be able to adjust quickly if they make that switch.
Well, we heard Steve talk about it in the pregame show earlier. One of the big things they've got to improve from last week's scrimmage is the big play, and that's been a bugaboo for years. And it showed last week with 3 big plays by Jonesboro in that first half. And when you got Curtis Smith and Keandre Pope in that backfield, you've got to keep them hemmed in.
That's right. You got to keep everything in front of you. So it's going to be a lot on our corners and safeties tonight. They're really going to have to step up and do a better job than last week, because we've got to keep these guys in control, or it's going to be a long night for the Bombers.
One of those starting safeties for Mountain Home, Tristan Hayes, out tonight. He's got a hamstring injury. He will not play tonight. And Brody Goodson, offensive lineman, he played last year with a torn ACL, played a few games, finally got too bad. He went ahead and had surgery. He'll play a few snaps tonight on the offensive line. They're hoping to get him back full strength here in another few weeks. Well, the crowd continues to filter in. We're still about 14 and a half minutes away from kickoff. Let's go ahead and get the introduction of our referees tonight. Brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank, working as a team to make our communities better by helping you reach your goals. That's what happens at Farmers and Merchants Bank, home of Me Banking, member FDIC. Our officials tonight, Tony McMahon, Mark Scott, Steve Wayman, Matt Scott, and Aaron Abbott. All right, we'll take a break. Some interesting matchups on this first week of the season around the state tonight. Matt will check the schedule for us. When we continue, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is now Baxter Health. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. At Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. The Baxter Health team has proudly supported Bomber Athletics since 1963 and are privileged to continue that tradition for the 2022-23 season. Go Bombers from Baxter Health.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
Joe Klein here for Bet Saracen, Arkansas's favorite sports betting app.
You bet it is, Joe, and football is in the air, which means Bet Saracen has everything you're looking for and more right there on your cell phone.
Now everyone can get in the game and follow your favorite team.
And that's right on the money. If putting down a little wager makes your favorite game a little more exciting, well, go to the app stores and download Bet Saracen. We even got a demo video to show you how to play.
Or find it at BetSaracen.com.
Good evening from the studio for the first time this season as we continue along here on the Baxter Health pregame show. When it comes to health and healing, there is no place like home. At Baxter Health, the providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. They are Baxter Health. They are proudly supporting Bomber Athletics since 1963. We're glad to welcome you this evening as Mountain Home gets ready to kick off the season against Nelton. Let's take a look at what else is going on around both the state and the local level. Let's take a look first at the 6A West. Greenbrier is hosting Farmington this evening. Russellville is at Morrilton. Pulaski Academy, who is ranked 6th overall in the state, number 1 in Class 6A, is hosting Joe T. Robinson. So the Senators didn't have to go far to play the Bruins. Senator is ranked 2nd in Class 5A. Little Rock Christian, who is number 4 in Class 6A, is made the short trip to cross the city to play Little Rock Central. Salem Springs is in Rogers tonight to take on Heritage. Greenwood, who is number 7 overall, number 2 in Class 6A, is in Oklahoma taking on Stillwater. And Lake Hamilton, who is ranked number 5 in Class 6A, is in Hot Springs to take on Lakeside. There is actually one final from Tuesday in the conference, as Van Buren lost to Alma by a final score of 27-7. On the local level, Yellville Summit is in Little Rock tonight to take on a Baptist Prep. Salem is at Earl this evening. Also, Melbourne is hosting Bald Knob. Harrison is at Springdale tonight. On the eight-man level, we've got three area schools in eight-man this year, and two of them actually playing each other. Isser County, in their very first game ever of eight-man, is actually hosting another team that's playing their first game of eight-man, although they've had football for a long time, and that is Mountain View. The Yellow Jackets currently ranked 3rd in classes 4A, 3A by the Arkansas Sports Media. And Marshall has a tough challenge at home tonight, as they'll be hosting Rector, who is ranked 3rd in classes 2A, 1A. Also, among some of our area schools in Missouri, West Plains is hosting Bolivar tonight. This is the season opener in Missouri as well. Hollister is at home against Cassville. Forsyth has made the trip to El Dorado Springs. Branson is at Joplin, and Ava is at Buffalo. Looking at the Arkansas Sports Media overall top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 3 North Little Rock, who is also number 3 in Class 7A, is in Little Rock tonight to take on Catholic. Bentonville, who is number 4 overall and in Class 7A, is hosting Broken Arrow, who came in from Oklahoma.
Fayetteville, who is number 5 overall and in Class 7A, has made the trip to number 8 Cabot. And number 9 Bentonville West is hosting Tulsa Washington from Oklahoma. There is one game that is set for tomorrow. It is, of course, is the Salt Bowl down at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock as Bryant, who is number 1 overall and in Class 7A, will take on Benton, who is number 10 overall and number 3 in Class 6A. One team in the top 10 is waiting to start their season next week, and that is Conway. The Wampus Cats are currently ranked 2nd overall and in Class 7A. We've already gone through all the matchups and the Class 7A and 6A top fives. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Class 5A top five games that I haven't yet mentioned. One final from Thursday night, as number 1 Little Rock Parkview hosted Harbor, who came in from Springdale. The Patriots ended up getting the win over the Wildcats 48-26. Number 4 Camden Fairview is hosting Arkadelphia, who is number 1 in Class 4A, and number 5 Wynn is at home against Marion. Number 3 Shiloh Christian is idle this week. In the Class 4A top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, big matchup tonight as number 2 Warren has made the trip to 3rd ranked Stuttgart, and number 5 Ozark will play host to Clarksville. 4th ranked Ashdown is idle this week. In the Class 3A top 5, one final from Tuesday as the top-ranked Prescott defeated Bismarck 47-28. Tonight, number 2 Boonville will be in Pine Bluff to take on Dollarway. 4th-ranked Hoxie will be at home against Truman. And number 5 Glen Rose has made the trip to Crossett. 3rd-ranked Charleston is idle this week. And in the Class 2A top 5, number 1 Hazen is at Mariana. 4th-ranked Hector is hosting Mark Tree. And Poen, who is tied for number 5, is at home against Magnet Cove. Three teams in the top 5 are idle this week, and they include number 2 Desark, number 3 Mount Ida, and East Poinsett County, who is tied with Poen for that number 5 ranking. In the rankings, first classes 4A, 3A, the games we hadn't mentioned, or I should say the teams we hadn't mentioned, number 1 Fountain Lake and number 2 Subiaco Academy are both idle this week. And it's also the same thing for the top 2 teams in classes 2A, 1A. Number 1 Strong and number 2 Mountain Pine are both idle this week. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and area. We'll get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Nettleton this evening. You're listening to the Baxter Health pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is now Baxter Health. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. At Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. The Baxter Health team has proudly supported Bomber Athletics since 1963 and are privileged to continue that tradition for the 2022-23 season. Go Bombers from Baxter Health.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT for a $5 bonus.
About 5.5 minutes away from kickoff, let's get our team captains tonight, brought to you by White River Materials. For all your concrete and limestone needs, give White River Materials a call today. Our captains from out home tonight, Dylan Drury, Brady Barnett, and Elijah Legg. The coin toss brought to you by the office of Rob Coleman of the team and American Safeguard Insurance. They're proud to support our local athletes and their families, offering insurance for Medicare, home, auto, life, business, and more. And what happened with the coin toss, Tobias?
Mountain Home won the toss and elected to defer.
So, Nettleton will get the football first. Bombers have it to start the second half. New uniforms, new helmets for Mountain Home tonight. The Home uniform is gray with blue numerals and gold trim. And a new helmet. You can tell us about that.
Actually, Brad, yeah, it's really interesting. There's actually some meaning behind that. So those are actually from the old Tiger Shark bomber. Known for flying tigers, they were the first American volunteer group of the Republic of the China Air Force. Nicknamed the Flying Tigers, was formed to oppose the Japanese invasion of China. Operating in 1941 to 1942, it was composed of pilots from the United States Air Corps, Navy, Marine Corps, and was commanded by Lee Chestnut. They're most famous for a tiger face on the front. They were originally painted in the colors of the Chinese flag to help defend their honor. So you have the gray uniform representing the plane because they were silver, and then you got the tiger stripes on the helmet. So something unique, but also tied in a little history, a nice homage to our veterans.
There we go. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and get this one kicked off in just a moment. It's the Bombers and Nettleton next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
Farewell complications, later stress, goodbye business hours. Want a new level of banking convenience? Say hello to the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. With Arvest Go, you can deposit checks, pay bills, log lost or stolen debit cards. You can even pay people directly with just a tap. Arvest Go lets you bank virtually anytime, anywhere, and it's only from Arvest Bank. Goodbye limits, hello possibilities. Arvest Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.